April F&O expiry has ended with the Nifty closing above its crucial resistance level of 10,600, and that's how the local equity markets have wrapped up the day. Welcome to the Market Closing Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sheetal.
An Insight 18 special for Money Control.
Since April F&O expiry is a big headliner of the day, I thought I should bring you up to speed on the developments in this particular area. If you look at the April series, both the Sensex and Nifty jumped about 5% each, and the Nifty rollover for the May series stood at 65%, which is kind of similar to the three-month average of 65.33%, according to some of the initial data that has come in. Bank Nifty rollover stood at 80%, which is higher than the March rollover of 75%. So this late bounce back that we saw in the markets today helped end the April series on a high. The long and short of it, the Sensex gained 212 points or 0.6% to close at 34,713. It rose to an intraday high today of 34,747. Sounds like an airliner, but it's not. And an intraday low of 34,505. Now, the Nifty 50 closed 0.4% higher at 10,617. It rose to an intraday high today of 10,628 and touched a low of 10,559. Banks were in the spotlight today, with Nifty Bank gaining 196 points to close above 25,000, and this rally in the banking stocks was pretty much led by Yes Bank, which contributed 135 points to the Nifty Bank gains that we registered after strong Q4 earnings. And we'll tell you a little bit more about Yes Bank a little later. IT stocks also continue to trade with gains as the rupee continued to remain under pressure against the US dollar. If you recall, the rupee saw quite a dip and at some point was 66 rupees 88 paise against the greenback, and the Nifty IT index today, on the back of that weakness in the rupee, closed up 0.9%. Moving on the Markets Closing Podcast to look at some of the other sectors and how they perform, the S&P BSE FMCG index gained 1.2% today, followed by the S&P BSE IT index, which was up 1.1%, and the banking index gained 0.8% today. On the other hand, the S&P BSE telecom index dropped 2.5%, followed by the realty index, which slipped 0.7%, and the capital goods index was also down 0.5%. The S&P BSE Midcap Index slipped marginally to 0.2%, while the Small Cap Index rose 0.2%. Top gainers on the Sensex: Yes Bank gained 8.2%, Hindustan Unilever was up 2%, TCS a little over 2%, IndusInd Bank 1.6%, and Kotak Bank also closed up 1.4%. Sensex losers included Dr. Reddy's, down to a little over 2%, Wipro was down 2%, SBI down 1.7%, Tata Steel down 1.2%, and L&T was down 1%. So that's really how the benchmark indices, sectors, and some of the top gainers and losers on the indices were all about. So what then were the stocks that made all of the big headlines today? Well, it's time on the Markets Closing Podcast to talk about these kind of stocks. Yes Bank was certainly one of them. The private sector lender's net profit for the March quarter rose 29% year-on-year to 1,179.4 crore rupees, beating estimates because of a healthy net interest income growth and stable asset quality. So the stock gained about 8.2% today. Wipro shares trimmed losses to 2% from nearly 5% fall that was seen in afternoon trade. So yesterday, if you recall, Wipro had posted over 20% decline in consolidated profit to 1,800.8 crore rupees for the March quarter 2017-18, and most brokerage firms reduced their target price post Q4 results for Wipro. CLSA had maintained a sell rating on Wipro with a target of 260 rupees from the previous target of 275 rupees. It cut FY19-20 revenue estimates by 4% and margin by 80 to 110 basis points. The broking firms don't really see much recovery to match peer growth rates in the foreseeable future. So that's the Wipro story today. Moving on to HIL. HIL share price gained 4.6% today after its Q4 profit jumped sharply to 20.2 crore rupees from 6.5 crores, and revenue grew by 22.3% to 335.2 crores from 274 crores year on year. Uniply Industries Limited was the other company in the news today. The share price rallied 3% after Malabar India Fund raised its stake in the company to 8.49% yesterday. IDFC was also another fab stocks. Shares gained 5.8% on the back of a media report that the company is in talks to sell its mutual fund and broking units in a deal that could be worth up to 6,000 crore rupees. And finally, Shah Alloys. The price of Shah Alloys was locked in a 5% upper circuit as the company signed a settlement pact with ARCIL. Now, in other news, in what could be an indication that lending rates could soon be on an upward cycle, HDFC Bank has increased interest rates on term deposits by up to 100 basis points. The bank has also hiked interest rates on fixed deposits under 1 crore rupees. Now, these new rates are effective from the 24th of April, according to the bank's website. In global market news, shares were trading slightly higher in Europe as investors look to ingest some of those corporate earnings numbers and trends that will come out from those numbers. The Stoxx 600 was up about 0.3% during the mid-morning deals, leaving you with what the FTSE is right now. It's about flat, but with a positive bias, up 0.09%. France's CSE is up 0.4% and DAX is up 0.1% today. Asian markets had a mixed kind of a close on the back of a mixed kind of an experience for the US markets as well. The Nikkei 225 closed up 0.4%. Hang Seng Index was down 1.06%. South Korea's Kospi was up 1.1%. And the Shanghai Composite was down 1.3%. And that is it from us on the Market Closing Podcast on Money Control. Have a wonderful evening.